Hello.
Hello, my name is Janaya, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Yes, ma'am. It is 256-458-8690.
No, I said, may I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Yeah, that's fine. That's me. I'm sorry. I thought you were just asking for my phone.
Okay,
Or
how
call
may I
back.
assist you?
I got this email from my former employer to, it was the steps, just to fill out unemployment. If I have ever filed for unemployment before, it was probably when I was younger, like right after 18, you know what I mean? So I don't really know the proper steps. I was just going by what I seen on the email or paper thing, you know what I mean? So I was just calling because if y'all had questions and I had questions, I figured I'd rather talk to somebody than try to do it on the internet and have nobody to actually, talk to and figure this out and navigate as I go.
So you need to file for unemployment.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. May I have your social security number?
Yeah, it's 417-37-3979.
Could you repeat the last four for me?
3979.
Could you verify your first and last name for me?
Is Micah Garrett?
Your date of birth?
July 17th, 1986, 717.
Your mother's maiden name?
Her maiden name is Jackson.
And your driver's license number?
So it's G630. So I got a question. Hang on. I got a question. I have a driver's license, but I have an Alabama ID. Only because the way my situation is that I can't get an Alabama driver's license yet. I have to keep my Florida license. So therefore, when you ask me about my driver's license number, do you want my actual Florida driver's license number or do you want my Alabama ID? Because they are two different things. I guess it would be the Alabama one too. I mean, I don't know. You just asked for my license, so I'm just trying to
Okay,
be as clear as I
so
can. You know what I mean?
I could take either or. So actually what I'm asking for is the one that we already have on file. But if you have another one, we can also change that as well. But I can't
Okay.
give you the one on file. Like, where as of now, I'm verifying your information before we start the claim. I can't give you the one on file. I just have to see if the one that we have matches the one that you have.
Okay. Well, that's a great question. I know it's not, but hang on 1 second. I thought I had it, so hang on. I did. Okay, so let's do this. It's going to be 733-6727.
That's the one we have on file. And that's the Alabama ID.
Correct, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And would your what was your last employer?
Newman's Technology of Alabama.
Okay. And would your residential address still be 98 Sutherland Drive in
Yes, ma'am.
Horton? Okay. Okay, so we can start the claim. It'll take maybe 20 minutes of your time. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement in or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine in or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes. Is that a yes question? I don't know if that's a yes or no question.
Yes, it's a
okay.
Yeah,
I understand if that's what you mean.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine in or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits.
Yes.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different name or a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
May I have your phone number?
Yeah, it's 256-458-8690.
May I have your race?
Yeah, I guess I don't know what you want to call me. I'm a Kenyan Indian from Panama. I was adopted when I was a baby, so.
You say
I don't know.
Indian,
Native American, Hispanic, something, I don't know.
So
yeah,
Hispanic,
they always get it wrong. Every time we do this, everybody gets it wrong. So it's just like a guessing game at this point. You know what I mean?
Hispanic would be the ethnicity. The race would be like white, black, Asian, American Indian, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander, Alaskan Native, or other.
I guess you just put other because we've never really clarified, I guess, you know what I mean? Look, I'm sure we do live in Atlanta, but.
Okay, and would your ethnicity be Hispanic?
I guess it would be.
Okay. And what is the highest?
I'm sorry.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
College.
How many years?
Two.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
I am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Force for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay. And you did say your residential address would still be 98 Sutherland Drive in Horton, Alabama, 35980.
Well, that is correct. Let me go back to the disabled part. Technically, I'm not disabled right now. It's not like... But like I have been injured before, recently.
But the question is, do you consider yourself disabled?
Oh, I do not.
Okay.
Currently.
Okay. And would that also be your mailing address as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And when you're working, what is your occupation?
What do you mean exactly?
Like when you work, what do you usually do for work or what do you usually look for work?
What I usually do is I usually do painting and remodels. So I guess you could say like painting and construction.
Okay. And are you looking for work in that occupation?
Did you ask if I am looking for it?
If you're looking for work as in painting?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And do you work through a union?
I do not.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
For any school or training of any kind?
Mm-hmm.
No, not currently.
Okay. And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts and accept full-time work?
Say it again.
Are you available to work all shifts and accept full-time work? Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
You mean since like yesterday?
Yes.
Yes, I guess.
Okay.
Yes. The wordage and the questions are really weird, so like, I'm having to be very careful how I answer these. I mean, I never thought I'd have to do that, but like, but there's reason. But I get. I mean, like, I don't know. Because you're asking me in the moment. You're not asking me. You know what I mean? Like I have to give you the answer right now. You know what I mean? So like, that's
okay.
Oh.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
You see how many miles? Probably maybe 20 at the most. I mean, I don't even have a car right now, so it's not like, it's really up to me. You know what I mean? I'm just giving you a general
Okay.
thing because I don't even have a car. So my car broke down last week. Matter of fact, so
Okay.
Transmission went up.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
I don't want to work for no less than 15 anymore. I mean, look at the economy. You know what I mean? 15 ain't even shit anyway, my bad. I didn't expect to, like, you know, 15 really ain't that much anymore, too, these days, you know?
You said 15?
I mean, that's what I would take, I guess, but, I mean, like,
okay.
We're living in a hard time, buddy.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
Say it again?
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business?
Not currently.
And do you write for yourself?
I guess I could, but I don't have. That's what I'm saying. Like, what do you mean? Like, I technically don't right now, but
like,
I mean, like,
basically, do you have a business?
No, I don't have an LLC at the moment. No.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
I do not have a real estate license, or I don't even know what that means about that commission. I guess that goes with realtor, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
Let me be very careful how I answer this question. Can you repeat the question?
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
I have applied for workman's comp, but my workman's comp ended a couple weeks ago. So I don't know how to, I don't know what you mean. If you're asking me if I previously had before, yes, I have. If you're asking me, am I currently doing that? No, I'm not.
Okay.
That's why I'm answering like that, because I don't know exactly what you're trying to say to me or ask me. You know what I mean? So like, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to answer the best way and the honest way I know how, you know?
Okay. And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
I don't even know what a pension is.
It's like a monthly payment, basically.
So what's the question? I mean, I guess not. I don't know anything about that.
Okay. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Do you mean you don't take taxes out? I did it myself, and I need to put it on the back end, or what? Like, what do you mean exactly?
No, I'm asking, would you like 10% of their unemployment check that comes weekly, would you like 10% taken out weekly for income tax?
I mean, if it helps me out in the long run, yeah. If not, then no. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. I don't know exactly how to answer that question.
I won't be able to
answer that question. You know what I mean?
I can't really tell you if it's...
But then I'm not trying to be difficult, but like, I'm trying to be careful myself, you know what I mean? And I don't... That's just why I wanted to talk to a person, because like them questions, if I would have just read them by myself, I would have so many questions. You know what I mean? And I have a lot of questions, but I feel like you can't answer my questions, and I feel like I don't want to answer your questions because I can't ask you questions. Does that make sense?
But I can't tell you if it'll help, if it'll do a good, because I'm not sure. I don't even do taxes.
Right, and like I said, I mean, I don't even care really. I just need to know But I have questions, you know what I mean? And if I can't ask the questions, then I'm not supposed to answer them correctly, you know what I mean? But I don't know. I just find it confusing, I guess. And it's nothing on your end. It's just something I'm trying to have a time to grasp, you know what I mean?
So basically, it'll be taken out and then put towards your taxes at the end of the year.
I mean, I guess so.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I guess it would be direct deposit, I guess.
And what's the name of your bank?
I just use Cash App, so I guess it's
we don't accept Cash App.
Oh, then I don't know. I got a Chime card.
We don't accept Chime. No online banking. The bank has to have an actual branch. Would you like our state debit card?
This is crazy. Like, how am I supposed to ask questions? How am I supposed to not ask questions? You know what I mean? Like, this is crazy. So, I have questions. I'm going to have to ask them. I don't know. I'm sorry. But, like, if you send me a card and they get them on my card, is it possible that I can call back later on to update that? Or, because I don't know how this works.
Yeah, if you end up getting a bank with an actual branch, yes, you can change it. But if you're still trying to use Chime or Cash App, we don't accept any online bankings.
Okay. I guess you'd have to send me a card and since I'm answering it in the moment, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because I can always get Redstone again. Because I have Redstone. I just have to update it for real.
Okay. And what was your last employer?
Nemus Technology.
May I have that employer phone number?
I believe it's 256. 279-5888.
In the city that you were working in?
It was in Abbotville, Alabama.
And may I have your employment start date for that job?
I'm pretty sure it was January 29th.
Of this year?
Yes, sir.
In the last day you worked?
Let's see. And look at the calendar real quick. I want to say it was the 25th.
Of June?
Yes, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working there?
What do you mean, Zayla? What do you mean?
I'm sorry?
What do you mean exactly?
Like, why aren't you working there? Did you get fired or did you quit?
Yeah, I mean, I left on Tuesday, plant shut down, and then I got this email this morning from Nemus Technology this morning about filling this out. So when I checked my email, I noticed that I had this attachment to it, and that's what they sent me from the HR department.
So they fired you?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the reason?
Oh, I don't know. Like I said, I just got an email, and I just had to do the steps to do this, so I have no idea.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, which includes vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Say it again.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, which includes vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Not that I'm aware of.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
I thought you already asked. Didn't you already ask that?
I'm sorry?
Did you already ask that? I could have sworn you already asked me about a
Yeah, it's another question.
Okay, so what's it?
The first one was asking, have you had a pension in the last 18 months? This one is asking, have you had a pension with this employer that you're doing the claim on?
No. Okay. But real quick, let me stop you because I don't feel like I've answered some questions correctly because I can't ask questions. And because I feel like I can't ask questions and I feel like you can't.
These are basically just yes or no questions.
Right, but like I had questions, you know what I mean? And I felt like I couldn't answer
okay.
to my
so
bill.
Which questions?
What I want to do, pretty much all of them. But so here's what I want to do. Can I stop this for a second and just think about this, read over it again? Because I got to figure out.
Okay.
There were some questions that like it really technically that's not there yet. You know what I mean? So it's like
I can't sit and wait for you to process
phone,
it. You can call back once you wanna.
Right.
You can go through these again with another person.
So, how long do I have after? Do I have to file? I guess
you can
like said,
file
I've never
it.
Done this before.
You
so
can
I've
file
never,
it.
I don't know how this works.
You can file it whenever you want. Just when you call back, all this information that we already finished is still going to be on there. Just tell them that you need to re-go over all of the questions because you're not sure if you answered them correct, and then they can just start over.
Okay. All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling the Department of Labor. Have a great day.
Into-